You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Two other quick things that I'll share. One, on a personal level, my mother, may she rest, used to love her Chanel No. 5, the perfume.
Yeah.
Classic Coco Chanel, which I just came in this morning and I saw that today is the 100th anniversary of Coco Chanel debuting her perfume No. 5.
Oh, nice.
One bottle of Chanel No. 5 to this day, a century later, one bottle sells every 55 seconds.
Wow.
Imagine that.
That's crazy.
Worldwide, they sell a bottle a minute every single day, 365 days a year.
I don't know if I would recognize it. I've never, just sniffed it out. I'm sure I've smelt it on somebody. Somebody smelt it and dealt it here.
Also, since we're going to do anniversaries, today is the 60th anniversary of Alan Shepard becoming the first American in outer space. That was 60 years ago, and today is Cinco de Mayo.
That's right.
So you got that going on.
Big day.
And then the last thing I've got for you, just to make Jeremy uncomfortable, there's a study that's coming out of Japan.
Yeah.
But they say this applies to men worldwide. It's a study of men and the size of their manhood.
No, what are we talking about? Why? Why are we doing this?
Because there's this old, thing about, size of the hands equates or the size of their feet equates. And the researchers are saying it has nothing to do with the size of their hands. It has nothing to do with the size of their feet. But it does correlate with the size of their nose.
Oh, come on.
Look at this. I'm not making this up.
Look at the size of that guy's nose.
There's a funny line they're using with it, which I might as well say. They're saying big nose, big hose. That's what they've discovered. Well, I'm just saying.
Why are you saying these things?
Because I know it makes you uncomfortable. But here's the best part. Here's the best part of this story.
God.
They made this discovery by examining corpses. Over 125 corpses is what they studied.
This story just keeps getting worse, doesn't it?
No, it gets better and better. This is best story
of the
week.
Wouldn't you have shrinkage as a corpse?
Well, here's the thing is if I'm the corpse, I say, look, dude, the morgue is cold. Okay. They keep it cold in the morgue.
Keep me out of the freezer and then do the test.
So there's numbers if you want.
No, we don't want numbers.
You don't want the numbers?
No, you've already embarrassed everybody with the nose hose thing.
They say they're not sure why these two measurements are related. They say more research is needed. I'll say get us more research on that. This is critical information.
I got to do a selfie now. I've never really paid attention to the size of my
all
nose.
All I know is with your little cute button nose...
I do have a cute button nose, don't I? And you have a big nose.
No.
You've got a wide nose. You got a girthy nose.
Do I?
You do. You have a wide nose.
I thought I have a... My wife told me I have a completely normal nose.
No, you've got a bigger nose than normal, I think.
I do? It's not... I've never had anybody ever say it was big.
You've got a stout nose. You got a good nose.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm looking at it.
It's a wider. You got
it's wider than
you got
yours.
A wide nose. So
it's wide. Doesn't stick out far though.
No, it doesn't. But it's wide.
Like I don't have a beak.
I don't like this story at all.
Well, I'm sorry. I just it's a trending story.
I know.
Our listeners care.
You got to report on this stuff.
I'm just the reporter.
It's the name of the segment.
Trending report. What else you got?
Speaking of meat, hot new trend on social media right now is eating rotten meat, you guys.
Why?
This is a public service for parents. If you go up to your kid's room and they have an old steak laying there, listen. Old rotten meat, if you eat it, apparently gets you really high. It's called meat. It's decomposing discolored meat. It's full of bacteria and mold. And when you eat it, that's what makes you feel all trippy. Are we really this bored and stupid? Anyway, potential for all sorts of bad side effects. Stomach aches, diarrhea, food poisoning. You could die. You could get worms in the brain from this.
High meat.
high meat, and it's it's blowing up on TikTok or something. I don't know. But people are filming themselves eating rotten meat and getting all euphoric.
I've got like seven lines that
I know,
can't
but
use
you can't,
because
you already did the nose and hose, so you can't.
I didn't make that one up, though.
You're at your limit, all right?
What else you got? What other story you
what got? Else Let's we got? Let's on. Talk about jewelry. We've talked about this a few times on the show. Engagement rings for dudes. Mm-hmm. The trend has never really blown up, but now Tiffany and company, they're hoping it's going to catch on because they're rolling out a brand new line of engagement rings for dudes this month. No prices yet, but as you would expect, if it's coming from Tiffany's, they're going to be wicked expensive. Yeah. They look like just regular fat men's wedding bands, but then a lot of them have huge diamonds right in the middle of them. So they're engagement rings for the dudes.
This
now.
Is just a sales thing. That's all it is.
Sure it is. I mean,
and
it might catch
that
on.
They're going to hope that there's peer pressure with it. Like if one couple does it, then the other couple will be like, well, no, we've got to do it.
I mean, it brings the question back. If the woman has to wear a ring that shows mm-hmm. that she's engaged and taken, that the guy should be doing the same thing. He can't mm-hmm. be out there footloose and fancy free.
Well, a lot of people will say
finger.
That engagement rings on either side are
dated, right?
No, they'll say that they are almost like bait.
Bait?
Yeah, that
it's
it
like
attracts,
a challenge
that it attracts people. Yes,
I didn't know that. I've never heard of that before.
Well, stick around. I got a lot to share with you.
What have you been doing? Or is this just your own personal challenge? And now you're couching it as a lot of people say.
You can ask any
woman. When I'm
woman,
at Shanahan's.
You can ask any woman out there if they have just an engagement ring on, it is not stopping guys from talking to them.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not that
ask,
guy.
Ask any woman to call right now. She'll say, yeah, I got hit on all the time when I had an engagement ring on.
Huh. Well, that's
not me.
Smarmy.
I respect the institution.
Attaboy. There is a story out this morning talking about good habits. And sometimes if you have really good habits, they actually make you feel worse. Like they
like
make
what?
You anxious and give you anxiety.
Give me an example.
34% of people who've meditated or done calming exercises, they say it's made them feel more anxious than before.
My God. I can
Isn't that
totally
the truth?
Relate with this, and I'll tell you why. When, do you remember like 2 or 3 years ago? That I was this thing, I said, I am for real going to get into this meditation thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up irking me because I never felt like I did it properly. And I know we're going to get 10,000 messages.
You're
and,
doing it wrong.
You. You're
yeah,
doing
no,
it wrong.
No, no, no.
Listen,
don't
do that. And it just made me more angst filled.
Because you're like, am I doing the breathing right?
Yes, exactly right.
I so don't I feel like I'm relaxed.
I stopped doing it and I felt better.
Yeah, so there's a prime example.
And your results may vary. I'm not knocking meditation at all. I know a lot of people who say it's the greatest thing in their life and power to them. It didn't work for me because I couldn't do it right.
Right.
My brain, I have a monkey brain. It just goes
crazy. It's all over the place.
Yeah, I cannot shut my brain down.
2 out of 5 people have felt sick to their stomach after eating something healthy. So you're trying to eat healthy, but the kale is not just sitting right.
God, just walk around sprouts.
Almost 40% of people have felt sick after the smell of an aromatherapy candle.
That's funny.
And then maybe you just want to open the window to get some air and feel good, get some fresh air. But nope, all that pollen comes in and makes you feel congested.
Oh.
The list is long with this on the things that you try to do to be good, but
we're kind of a nation of whiners
it just
and complainers.
Jacks
aren't
we? You up. We're a bunch of little
I just
babies,
wanted to get fresh
we?
Air and there's so much pollen.
And sniffles. All right, let's do clickbait. Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook is where you can find us. I posted a link to a bottle of wine that is gonna sell for a lot of money. Christie's Auction House is selling a bottle of French wine. And it's going to be super expensive because it spent more than a year in orbit aboard the International Space Station.
That's cool.
Wine connoisseur might pay as much as $1 million to own this space wine.
And how much was this bottle before it blasted off?
Some fancy French bottle. It was $10,000 a bottle. They sent 12 of them up to orbit. I don't know where the other 11 are,
I have
or
a
10,
good idea.
10 because they did crack one open to taste it, to see if space changed the taste and flavor.
It changes a wine.
And it changed it just a little bit. But anyway, right. Check out the link. It's crazy. Who would buy a bottle of wine for $1 million? Insane. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.